This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yesterday was a significant day in Jefferson City. We talked about this with the Clay County Commissioner, Jason Withington, about how important this stadium funding bill was. Friday was initially the deadline, but yesterday,
they just
without getting into the weeds on it, they adjourned for the session. The session is over in Missouri Legislative 2025, and the stadium bill did not pass, they never took a vote, my understanding is it just there was a discussion, there was a filibuster. And now, if Missouri is going to have any true financial mechanism to fight back with Kansas, they have to get to a special session. The governor will have to call a special session and then try to pass it in that special session. And that's a big what if. It's a big question mark right now. And that's the only way that they can compete with Kansas. We know about the star bonds. I don't have to go down that road. Everybody, I think, by now is well versed on them for the most part about the funding mechanism there on the Kansas side. This stadium bill was kind of the counterpunch to Kansas, and it didn't pass. And so now they are down to the special session, if that is even called, to try to make it happen. Otherwise, tell me how one, if not both, are not gone to Kansas.
So originally, Missouri's funding would have always come in later with, like, you know, the handshake agreement of, like, we'll get all the money we need, and then, you know, we know Missouri will chip in. By then, once all the wheels are in motion, we'll be there. But the fact that they were trying to do this in reverse order tells me that the Royals and or Chiefs wanted to do it. I think this puts the Chiefs way more in jeopardy on the Missouri side than the other way around. And partially it's because of, like, what Mayor Q's been saying, both on this station yesterday, and what the general sentiment has been, which is, Chiefs have kind of been waiting for the Royals, finding out they're still open to renovating or not renovating or this other stuff, and they're kind of stuck in no man's land a little bit. This seems like a massive hit. Unless they can get a special session figured out, that would be the case. Now, here was Mayor Q yesterday. This was, I think, right around the time that he probably had already caught wind.
Yeah, he was on with CDOT.
He was on with Carrington. They'd probably already caught wind that special session, you know, that session, not special session, that session was going to be adjourned early, at least on that end. He still sounds like the Royals want to be downtown.
We want the Kansas City Royals to remain in Kansas City. We think we've laid out a good space for them to be in downtown Kansas City. We have a financing plan that helps support all of it. I think when you look at that, that says to me that we basically have broad terms of an agreement that can work well for the future of our teams and the future of our city. And what I would say to somebody who says, well, I got a lot of other questions, is we will put the meat on the bones for everything else. What I've shared, whether it be with the Royals or anybody else along the way, look, we know there are more details to come, but showing that there are resources there to support them, showing that these are resources and tools that have been used before to build actual stadiums throughout the state of Missouri, I think is important. Showing that we have real ownership in connection with what it would be long term, that to me is the thing that's the difference maker in the conversation we're having today as compared to the future. And when I say days and weeks, I really do mean I would expect renderings to you very soon. I would expect a real discussion on how does this impact streets, how do you figure out the parking side of it, all those things things or the types of things that can get done real quickly. We need to get over this hurdle of where perhaps does money eventually come from.
Have you actually seen these renderings?
I have, yes. I hear a lot of questions of, oh, won't fit, there's not enough parking. Look, I think much smarter people than me whose business is actually looking through all this sort of stuff have told me all those things work. I've seen how they all work. I think it could work beautifully. And I think 20 years from now, you and me and our kids and all of that are walking up to these spots and saying, you know, wow, I'm glad they put this here and this really makes Kansas City pop.
So that was Mayor Q yesterday with CDOT. So look, I have no doubt that the renderings and the actual stadium plan in those spots could work. But we all know, like, the part we kind of glossed over there and act like it was no big deal was finding out where the money's coming from.
He
still
said, we'll figure out the money. Stop worrying about that.
I have no doubt.
That's a crazy
I have no
say.
Doubt that the location, and you and I want the stadium downtown, by the way. I have no doubt the location would logistically work itself out and the renderings probably look amazing. No question.
I'd like
to
see them though.
But I still don't know how Missouri can retain both the teams if the stadium funding package doesn't pass eventually. And now the only path for that is a special session. Like from a pure business end, if you are the Royals or the Chiefs and you know Kansas is offering, 70-75% through star bonds of the project, and Missouri can't get the counterpunch to work and is in pass, why from a business sense would you... Why would you not take the better deal at that point? Maybe one of the teams says, well, I'm just saying for both. How would you keep both teams in Missouri at that point?
I don't know. I still feel like that's the unlikeliest of the scenarios, is that Missouri keeps both teams. I think it's more likely Kansas has both teams than Missouri keeps both at this point, because they can't even get through a session, man. They can't even just have a conversation about them. They're fighting about stuff from last week. And Jackson County's still at odds with each other all the time. And so, they're not organized enough to keep both, in my opinion. They don't have enough ducks in a row to keep both. They're like, we got to stop worrying about where the money's coming from. I mean...
Well, it seems like it might be the starting point.
Honestly, of life. Go, if you just said, hey, man, I'm going to go buy a new car. I'm like, oh, man, how are you going to pay for that? You're like, I don't worry about where the money's coming from. You're like, that's a weird thing to say. I feel like you should be worried about where the money's coming from. If you said, let's go to lunch, who's paying? And you said, don't worry about where the money's coming from. You'd be like, no, what the hell's going on here? We got to, at any level, I want to know about where the money's coming from. That does seem like an important facet of what takes place. Now, he's admitting some things that we haven't heard as firm before, which is he's seen plans. He's seen rendering. They have a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
And remember, yesterday...
I think if they had some of the funding, this stuff would already be on our plate.
Well, right, but that's always been... I mean, last year before the vote, it was about the location switching and everything. But at this point, most of the question has been about what state resources are going to complement what the city or a county is willing and the team is willing to put forward. I just, the idea that they were floating out, I think in February, even, and even the mayor maybe put out a press release mentioning how they had some funding mechanisms and good conversation with the state. And then we saw the stadium bill be brought up in the Missouri House. It went through the Missouri House. It didn't make it out of the Senate. And that's why they adjourned. And now, again, we're waiting to see if a special session at some point gets called, maybe in June, by the governor of Missouri. I just don't know how you're retaining the teams if you don't get the state funding to go
with
it.
But I guess, but maybe
we also
you could get the special session still.
Oh, I think the special session has a possibility. But you're not going to call a special session for that unless you think you have the votes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not calling it unless you're sure you've got everybody. They didn't even vote on it.
Right.
They didn't even get to that point. They were still doing too much general fighting over other stuff.
Remember, we had the Clay County Commissioner on yesterday, Jason Withington, and he said there were not true formal meetings with the Royals, but there was a kind of a get-together is essentially what happened with the Royals in Clay County at one point, but there hasn't been, Clay County has not seen plans. Clay County basically is, they're saying they haven't seen what Mayor Q is saying he has seen.
Yeah, so it sounds
on the Jackson County and the KCMO side.
We at least saw one outside rendering of Washington Square Park once, but it was from an outside consulting firm.
Yeah,
I
don't know if that's, I doubt that's the same rendering
but also,
he's referencing.
With Withington, that's the other part of it though, is do I need a new rendering? If we go there, we're just going to build the thing we already showed you. There were full
renderings
blown...
are renderings for a reason though, right?
But they already did a full blown professional rendering with a plan for Clay County. Once the Washington Square Park one wasn't the site they were choosing, when they were sending out the like, hey, here are the couple of sites it can go to. And they did the whole big rollout and all the voting and all the looking and all this stuff. They technically, in my opinion, have a plan for Clay County. They have never announced or shown us what exactly it would look like down at Washington Square Park, which, again, you and I have said, I would still prefer downtown baseball. We'll see how it goes. But I look, his optimism, I'm not as optimistic as him. He's like, I think you'll be seeing renderings very soon. Like,
it was a huge deal.
30 days, 60 days, 90 days? What's soon by year?
It was a massive deal that they didn't get the stadium bill passed in their session. And so to say it's not 100% dead, but it's close until we find out what ultimately happens with the special session, if one is called.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.